of this essay is Evolution versus Intelligent Design. Intelligent Design, or the Theory of Evolution. If one looks at the huge holes in the theory of evolution, one has to adopt intelligent design. If one looks at the huge gaps in intelligent design, one has to adopt the theory of evolution. What if both sides had some portion of the truth? What if awareness itself was the designer? Spiritual, religious, and philosophical people have always had some measure of belief that we are creators in the flesh. There is no need for a supreme deity as creator. After all, it is obviously absent from the countless experiences of pain and suffering that are experienced by all species in any given moment. An impotent deity is certainly not worth praising. Don't weigh yourself down with the free will argument. Any moral and aware person would not let a toddler run into a swimming pool if it was unable to swim. Everyone I have ever met would risk their own lives to save that child from drowning. It is the hallmark of intelligence and morality that you do not allow free will to the unaware. Deities, however, seem to have little problem with the pain and suffering and horrific deaths of unaware children, or adults for that matter. Surely something external had to be the creator of the sheer magnitude of varied species and diversity within species, whether it be a deity or the environment? No. The consciousness of the body and the consciousness of the sleeping self are perfectly capable creators that can readily know what is limiting about the body. Personal experiences, as well as witnessing unfortunate outcomes of relatives, would be more than adequate to produce a focused thought for a more efficient form to house their awareness. Those able to create a lucid mental image of improvements impart their creativity into the body's DNA, so that generation to generation improvements can be realized and sustained if beneficial. We see this exact capability today with insects breeding an immunity to a particular poison into their offspring. As we have become more and more aware up through the chain of complex forms, the body and self's combined creative abilities have improved. Mostly it had been involved with how not to be eaten, or how to better catch what will be eaten. The human form, with its intelligence inherent, has shown quite clearly that we are the king of consumers. As a species, one has to be in awe of how much we have done in such a short span of history on this planet. People forget the world is just animated forms and the discarded bodies as consciousness moved onward and upward in complexity. Why does there need to be an external creator involved at all? Because of mathematical complexity and perfection? How many imperfect attempts are ignored or not even known of? When you have a universe to work with, and theoretically an infinite number of parallel universes, eventually there is going to be a perfect setting for awareness to evolve and awaken within. We may seem special here, But given infinity, anything potentially could be produced. Contemplate on the idea of consciousness in its aggregate, referred to as awareness, being the creator itself. Like everything involved in my ontological system, it is a matter of changing from subjective to objective perception. Did you adopt your deity from experience of it? Or was it handed to you? Did you adopt your scientific mindset from intellectual snobbery or disgust at a silent, absent deity? What if both of you were right and both of you were wrong at the same time? The answer, more often than not, exists somewhere between the polar opposites.